are you?
That's my nephew.
With the Boy Scouts?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Dr. Perry mentioned him when I was over there the other day.
Yeah.
Well, that's my nephew.
Yeah.
But John left this morning. We are tape recording. I don't know. Hard to tell what I get into from one day to the other.
Yes.
Helping this young man on his dissertation.
And it's history.
Well, it's
this is
English.
Speech this time.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm doing a study of the speech of will.
Oh, that's right. That should be very interesting. There are quite a few of them around.
Yes, there
don't
are.
Don't let me disturb you. I'll
there are kinds and kinds. Where'd you get a place to park?
Back down the hotel, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're successful.
Right, and I'm glad to meet you.
All right, you're
welcome. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you object to smoking?
No, indeed.
Or if I may smoke.
Help yourself. My husband used to smoke. He didn't put on that marble that won't hurt it.
Well, is this to your father?
That's to my father. It's quite a lovely thing. When he was 75, the citizens had a banquet for him and presented him with that loving cup with 75 pink carnations in it. For civic usefulness, I think they have inscribed on it.
Yes, I read it. What did he do?
He was an editor.
An editor? What?
A denominational paper, the American Baptist.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's very unusual for people to honor you while you live, but they did with him.
Oh. What about eggs that you cook by breaking them into boiling water?
Poached.
Maybe you'd better repeat that.
Poached.
And then this meat that you use to cook vegetables with.
Bacon?
Right. Now that's not ordinary bacon like you eat for breakfast or anything.
No.
This is
it is really the side of the whole side. I mean, the sliced bacon comes from it, but this is the fatter part of it.
Salted rather than cured, or is it cured?
Could be either way.
Could be either way.
I think the part that is salted they call salt pork.
Mm.
But we use the bacon.
I see. Then this kind of beef, you can buy it packaged in the stores. It's almost paper thin and salty.
Chip beef?
That's what I was thinking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call milk that has gone sour and got thick and lumpy?
Curdled.
And what do you call the cheese made from that? You know, the white, lumpy cheese. Moist.
Can't think of it because of water. Cottage cheese.
Now, have you ever heard anything else? Or anybody call it smear
case? Smear case. Had some German neighbors that called it that.
Well, I found that apparently very few people in Louisville that I've talked to so far use the word smear case.
Naturally, not.
But they have heard of it. I mean, they've heard neighbors use it or something. It's happened that I haven't had anybody yet who used it.
Well, I think perhaps the reason is because it's advertised as cottage cheese.
Yes, of course, that has.
That has a great deal to do with it. They're advertising it now. The papers have it nearly every day because this is the Lenten season.
Mm-hmm.
And they're advertising it because it makes so many different kinds of salads.
What about when you have a pudding, what do you call this